The Rebel Angels by Robertson Davis. Second Paradise One.
Parlabane is back.
What?
And you heard Parlabane's back.
Oh, my God. I hurried on down the long corridor through chattering students and gossiping faculty members, and again I overheard it as another pair of professors met.
You haven't heard about Parlabane, I suppose. No, what should I have heard? He's back.
Not here.
Yes, in the college.
Not staying, I hope.
Who's to say? With Parlabane, anyhow.
This was what I wanted. It was something to say to Hollier when we met after nearly 4 months apart. At that last meeting, he had become my lover, or so I was vain enough to think. Certainly he had become, agonizingly, the man I loved. All through the summer vacation, I'd fretted and fussed, and hoped for a postcard from wherever he might be in Europe. But he was not a man to write postcards, not a man to say very much either in a personal way. But he could be excited. He could give way to feeling. On that day in early May, when he told me about the latest development in his work, and I, so eager to serve him, to gain his gratitude and perhaps even his love, did an inexcusable thing and betrayed the secret of the Bomari to him. He seemed lifted quite outside himself. And it was then he took me in his arms and put me on that horrible old sofa in his office, and had me, amid a great deal of confusion of clothing, creaking of springs, and peripheral anxiety lest somebody should come in. That was when we had parted. He embarrassed, and I overcome with astonishment and devotion, and now I was to face him again. I needed an opening remark. So, up the two winding flights of stairs, which the high ceilings in St. John's made rather more...